Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, come on and just begin to praise the Lord. Wherever you are right now, God is worthy. God is worthy. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that God is worthy? Then come on and just begin to tell him thank you. Just begin to tell God thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live, and to everyone listening online, to everyone tuned in by phone, however you're listening right now, I say unto you, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome. Tune in with me. Listen and grow in every area of your life. And to those of you listening to the recording later on blogtalkradio.com, on my ministry website, rossi.org, or who have followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222, I say to you, hello, hello, hello. God has a powerful word for you today. For today's teaching, we're in Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8. Again, that is the 124th Psalm, verses 1 through 8. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in and how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can tune in with me by calling in to Blog Talk Radio. The number is 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. By following online on blogtalkradio.com, or by tuning in online on my ministry website from the broadcast page, that's rossi.org, rawsi.org. And you can tune in with me now on Facebook Live, so you can not only hear me, but you can see me. And I praise God for everyone who's been tuning in. I just started that this week, and your comments have just been awesome regarding the Word of God. You can follow me on social media, Rossi Williams. Just put in my name, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on rossi.org. Go there, visit, send me your prayer request and your testimony, as well as see upcoming events. That's R-A-W-S-I.org. It's time to get into the Word. I'm in Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8. Reading from the KJV. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, you ever been there and needed the Lord? Then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who have not given us as a prey to their teeth. Listen to that again. Blessed be the Lord, hallelujah, who have not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Last verse. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Come on and just say amen for the reading of the word today. Just give God a praise. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is But God. Hallelujah. But God. In other words, things would have gone differently. Things would have gone downhill if it had not been for God's intervention. We were on our way to hell, but God intervened. Maybe you're on your way to jail, but God intervened. Glory. Maybe you had illness or sickness in your body, but God healed you. You were at your last dime, but God made a way financially. You were at your wit's end, but God came in and restored and renewed and revived you, but God. Hallelujah. In Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8 that I just read unto you, this is the prolific example of the illustration of the intervention of God, but God. The psalmist started off by saying, but God. Because he said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. In other words, he's starting off with the clause to tell you, but God. Everything else that's going to follow what I'm saying right now, it comes behind the but God. If it had not been for God. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, but God. You ever been there? He said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, when the enemy set snares, when people scandalized us and plotted our demise, if it had not been for the Lord, he said, they would have swallowed us up quickly. If it had not been for God, but God, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. Would have poured over our soul if it had not been for God, but God. Then as he thought about that and reflected on that and testified of that, his own soul began to get excited. Because then he shifted from that to praising God and saying, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be God. Do you have any blessed be God inside of you because of the but God intervention? Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Who have not given us his prey to their teeth. Our soul was allowed to escape their snare. God broke their snares. He destroyed their plans and gave us a way of escape. So the psalmist ends with saying, my help is in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, but God. Hallelujah. On yesterday, I had to have my tire repair because on Sunday I was driving on the interstate and apparently ran over something and it punctured my tire, but I was unaware of that at the time. So as I was driving, and you know on the interstate you're going at a fast speed, right? I started to feel some kind of drag in my tire, but my sensor had not yet come on my dashboard, which will show me anytime that tires are losing air pressure. So then I went over. I live in Miami. I was on the interstate. I drove over to South Beach, Miami Beach, because I needed to pick up a microphone from Best Buy that I'd ordered online. So I drove over there, and I mean, it's a short distance away. And I got there. They delivered it curbside. I drove off. And now I'm feeling more drag, and all of a sudden my sensor came on, and my tire pressure was just going down astronomically. It was like 23, 24, and, you know, going down like that. All of my tires prior to this were at 35, because the sensor shows you the tire pressure for every tire. But this tire, all of a sudden, it was just boom, 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 boom. I said, oh, my God. You know, now I'm going over the bridge, going back over to downtown Miami, coming from Miami Beach. And so there was a bus stop coming up, and I pulled over into the bus stop, and my tire just went 12, 11, 10, 9. I mean, it was like, oh, my God. But God, if it had not been for the Lord, what if the tire just blew out like that in the midst of driving on the interstate? And I drive in the accelerated lane. My God, but God. Then when I was driving back across the bridge, what if the tire had just gone out and there was nowhere to pull over? I mean, the cars are driving at a very nice pace on that bridge. What if an accident occurred? But God. So I sat there and, you know, we're trying to get a tow truck over. And because of the kind of car I have, and it's a low profile car, it's a Maserati. And then because of its sports package, it sits low to the ground. A regular tow truck could not come out. So a flatbed had to be located. And if you know anything about tow trucks, which I didn't as much, but I learned this past weekend, it's hard to find flatbeds on Sundays. So what was happening is every tow truck agency was calling another tow truck agency to see if anyone was in the area, because the one that they located was 2 hours away, way down in Homestead. And you know, and all of the owners were calling me, and I was just praising God for how they were being so proactive in trying to help me. And finally, you know, one man said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to get out there to you. I said, it's okay. I'll wait as long as it takes, because I'm not going to leave my car here. But God, the kindness of strangers. But as I was sitting there talking to him, a road ranger pulled up behind me. He said, I was going in the opposite direction and I saw you. He turned around. He said, do you have a spare? I said, yes. He changed my tire and put on the spare. There's no charge for it. I didn't have to wait any longer. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, but God. So yesterday, I took the car to the dealership. Stay with me now. And they put on a new tire. And I just went ahead and got two new tires, right? Because I learned you're not supposed to just buy one tire. You're supposed to do two so they can be rotated and balanced. So I drove out of there, and then I had to go somewhere else. I'm talking on the phone to the bank. They needed some information. I had to pull over. I pulled over in this area in which I'm not familiar. Stay with me here. We're going to get ready to go into prayer. And so I pulled over, and I gave them the information. And this is in an area on the port terminal. So I pulled out of the area, and I turned right. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, I took a video of this. I was so shocked when it was done at how God had just saved my life. I pulled, turned right. So apparently you're supposed to turn left, but there's no sign there saying, like, do not enter or turn left or only, you know, a left turn, no right turn or anything. So I thought I was going back out into the area from which I came, but I wasn't. So I pulled down, I go down this little hill, and all of a sudden I just hit my brakes. Within the next few yards, glory to God, if I kept going, my car would have gone off of that embankment into the bay. I want you to hear that. There is no guardrail there. There is no fence right there. There is no sign up that says, you know, warning water, warning whatever. I stopped my car and I got out and I just began to cry. I said, Lord, if I had just put my head down for 1 minute, not even a full minute, you know, to pick up a paper, because I was putting the papers back in my console in the car coming down. If I had even done so much as, let's say, even looked at my phone, that split second would have made the difference. I would have gone over into the bay. I can't swim. There was no one around. because this was down a little embankment. No one would have heard me, and I cried. But God, I called my sister, and I just began to share this with her. And I took a video for her of how close my car was to that embankment. And I took a picture of the video, showed her the water. She says, nobody but God. And what's crazy then, stay with me a few more minutes, is when you go down that decline, there is no way to do a three-point turn or U-turn to go back up if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. So what happens is when I had gotten out, I said, I've never seen this. It looked like I could go left and maybe it was going to, you know, U-turn it back around and go up the other side. But I said, let me walk and see. Because if I put my car on this and it's not a U-turn, there would have been no way to get my car out of there. You couldn't have gotten a flatbed in there. I would have had to call the police, fire rescue, and everybody for somebody to try to push my car or put it on a ferry or something. So I got out and I walked, you know, to the left, and I saw that it's a dead end. And I just cried. This morning when I awoke, it was still so vivid in my mind, I cried. Last night before I went to sleep, it was so vivid in my mind, I cried. All I could think about is if I had gone over, my son would not have known what happened to me. He's my only child. My mother, my siblings, my aunts and uncles, my cousin, my friends, my clients for my law office would have been calling. And no one would have known because there was no one around there. No one would have heard my cries for help. And it would have been days before, I guess, your car floats back up or your body floats back up. I mean, this is what really went through my mind. And so I got into my car. I want you to stay with me. I'm going over, but hopefully this is helping someone going over time. Some of you are in some catch-22s. You're in between a rock and a hard place. You're in between life and death. You're in between salvation and backsliding. You're in between living and giving up. But God will always make a way. So then I started going in reverse up. Back up the embankment, because that was the only way for me to get my car back to where I was, right? Now, I'm going in reverse up the hill. Thank God I have, you know, that backup camera in your car where you can see where you're going. And at the top of the hill, there's a railroad track. Stay with me. So I back my car all the way up the hill, and then all I need to do is back over that railroad track, and I'll be back on the other side at the area where I was initially. But it starts pouring down, raining. In between the time that I had just gotten out of my car to look over that embankment and see that water, in between, we're talking no less than 2 minutes, it starts pouring down, raining. So now my car cannot back up over those tracks. So I said, okay, I'm going to back off of the paved area over here onto the ground. It's not soaking wet. I can see it. Do a three-point turn, you know, and I'll be able to get back over on the other side. Huh, but God. So back up, and guess what happens? The rain begins to come down even harder, and my car gets stuck. I'm sitting there turning my tires. Remember, I just bought the 2 new tires. Turning my tires every which way. My car has rear-wheel drive. Though I'm turning every which way, I can't get the car to go back over onto the paved area, you know, it's like a little incline there. And I started to cry. Jesus, help me. I'm still trying to get over the shock of having almost died, having almost drowned. Jesus, help me. If it had not been for the Lord, but God. I'm almost finished. We're going to pray. But I have to tell you this. So then I'm sitting there and I'm crying. Not a cry of doubt, but just crying in exasperation. Have you ever been there where you are just so exhausted and so tired of everything that's going on? You know, everything has been going great and all of a sudden it's a whirlwind. My tire goes flat on Sunday, you know, and then I have to wait. But God made a way. Then here I am on Monday. I just almost died. But God saved my life and spared me. Now I'm just trying to get up the embankment so I can turn around and just go home. But now I'm stuck in the mud. But God, it was that kind of crying. I'm tired. Lord, hear me. So then I looked up. I said, and there's no one outside. Even though there's a restaurant over there, it's everything. But, of course, this is COVID-19, right? There's no one out there to see me or help me. And I said, I need a man here. Because a man will know how to get my car out of this. I don't know what I'm doing, but a man will know. So I got out the car and I walked over to the restaurant area to find any man to help me. And as I'm walking over, I see a man sitting in a Mercedes truck. He's a courtesy driver, and he's waiting on people to come back out. I went over to him, and I told him what happened and pointed out my car. I said, I just need a man's help, please. So he said, okay, no problem. He gets out. But God, he didn't have to say that. He could have said, I'm waiting on people. I have to transport people somewhere. Call a tow truck. But God, stay with me. So then he gets out, he comes up, gets into my car, and he does, you know, all that driving like men do. Guess what? Car won't go anywhere. It's getting stuck even more. And now, guess what? It's raining again. It had stopped raining. Now it started back again. I'm out there with an umbrella. I have a small one-person umbrella. Sir, do you need my umbrella? No, but God. He'll send strangers to help you out in your time of need. And he will bless them to be kind and merciful to you. So he does all this stuff. He can't get it out. Then guess what? His guests come out of the restaurant and they get into the van because he left the van door open. Now it's time for him to go. My car is still stuck. But God. So I understood that he was going to have to leave. But he didn't. If it had not been for God, he walks around, he finds a stick, he puts that under the wheel, rear wheel of one tire. He finds something else because he's trying to get leverage, puts that under the wheel of another tire. He gets into my car again, does his little stuff, you know how the men do, turning the wheels and everything. He still can't get it unstuck. The people in the van, the lady yelled out, we are here in the van. Jesus. I understood he had to go now because the people were there. And he was only doing me a favor. Tears were coming down my face because it was just pouring down raining. And I just almost died. But God, the men got out of my car. Ah, I'm helping some of you today. Because I'm showing you how little by little, piece by piece, person by person, God is working out your overall situation. Please just give me this time. Somebody needs to hear this today. You may be looking at the big picture like I was. Tired, exhausted, exasperated, wondering how But in the midst of you still focused on the big picture, God was working it out step by step, moment by moment, time by time, person by person, day by day, second by second, nanosecond by nanosecond, if it had not been for him, but God. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. So he got out. And I understood he's about to go get in the van because the lady yelled out, "We're in the van now." In other words, she was saying, "I don't know what you're doing over there, but it's time for us to go. Your job is to transport us. Come get us." So he got out. And I said, they said they're in the van, just in case he didn't hear them. He said, "Okay." He held up his hand to the lady to wait. He went and got two more rocks and set my tire up, some kind of cone. You know, like the orange cones that you see, there were a few over in the area. He took one of those. He went and got back into my car. Everything on the line, his job, people waiting. They could call his boss, but God. And he did that until he got my car. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Until he got my car out of the mud. And drove it back over to safety. I said, "Sir, can I pay you? Can I tip you? Can I give you anything?" Hallelujah. And he responded, "No, it's okay. But God." So I went over to the van, to where the lady was waiting with her party. And the door was still open where she was sitting. And I said to her, "Ma'am, I want to thank you for being so patient. My car was stuck. And he got my car out for me. And I thank you for letting him do that." And when I said that, her whole countenance changed. Because she was upset at what he was doing. But I needed to let her know, but God. See, the psalmist said, and we're going to pray in this. In Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8 that I read unto you, the psalmist said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, see, when men rose up against us, and if it had not been for the Lord, the waters would have overtaken us. And if it had not been for the Lord, the snare would have caught us. But God, God even changed her attitude. As I go into prayer now, I want to encourage you that no matter what it looks like, but God is there for you. No matter what you are going through right now, but God is there for you. Don't give up. Don't get tired. Little by little. Moment by moment. Even when you don't understand how he's covering you, his angels are all around you. He's working it out for your good. And he's turning it around for you. But God. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Our souls cry out, hallelujah. Our souls cry out, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 If it had not been for the Lord, it was on our side, but God. For whatever everyone listening is going through, I speak a but God moment, a but God healing, a but God reconciliation, a but God door being opened, a but God way being made, a but God scenario, a but God intervention, a but God miracle, a but God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory! I speak a but God for every need. I speak a but God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm going to do the altar call in the end because my soul is just, overwhelmed with the presence of God right now. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who need a but God moment, for those of you who, like me, just have tears running down your face. It's not even a boo, it's just those tears that run down your face when you don't even have anything else you can say, when the pain is coming from a place of so deep, when you're just tired. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of my doubt. And I repent of almost giving up. I need you, Jesus. I need a but God moment. I need you, Lord. Glory. I need a but God moment. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. And I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, according to Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, I confess that you are the Christ. Hallelujah. I confess that I believe that God has raised you from the dead. I confess that I am now saved. In Jesus' name, I have the victory. I have my but God moment. And despite what it looks like, I will never give up on you, God. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Welcome home if you rededicate it. Listen, make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. Make sure you're going to your church, whether it's online or, you know, if they're doing it in person, they have the proper social distancing, everything that's done. Make sure you're doing that. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord daily. That is how you stay safe. Get you some good prayer partners, some good accountability partners. Get into the Word of God and grow. Make sure you are tuned in with me to Daily Fire Devotion. I promise you, if you tune in every day, you will grow in every area of your life. I'm live here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, make sure you follow online on blogtalkradio.com. Just go to blogtalkradio.com and enter my name, Rossi Williams, or enter Daily Fire, and it'll bring it up and you can follow. Also, make sure you follow by texting DF to phone number 33222. The reason you want to do that is not only will you receive the recording via text at 8 a.m. Eastern, so you can listen to it at any time throughout the day, but doing this allows you to share the teaching with those you love, whom you know need to hear that word for that day, because all you have to do is forward the text. So follow online on blogtalkradio.com. And then follow to get the recording so that you can witness to others by texting the letters or message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion. I went over, but I've been doing well at staying on time. But today, the anointing dictated that souls needed to hear what happened to be encouraged. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion with Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams is But God. Your task for today is to not give up on God for whatever it is you need. I don't care if the tears are flowing. I don't care if it looks like death is on the horizon. I don't care if it looks like you're having to go in reverse or even if you're stuck. God will make a way. He will place the answers
all around you and in your atmosphere. All you have to do is then do what I did. Do your part. But God. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. Your faith.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.